Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello everyone.
Avec Véronica.
Just 9 days to go. I've been thinking a little bit about the differences between French Christmas and the British one. Of course, the tree came from Germany originally, a country rich in pine forests. But I'm noticing in the UK anyway, more and more the shop fronts are lined with perfectly acceptable from a distance Christmas trees. They probably all come with the lights attached. But of course, they're not real. More practical for the shopkeepers, but nowhere near as lovely as the tree that has that distinct scent of pine. But even that, they can now sort of embed it, can't they? The problem is, because it's a seasonal business, it doesn't require you to be an arboreal expert. Anybody can get a van and go and rustle up some trees and set yourself up on a corner. This year, I thought I'd buy a small tree because we would be away for a few days. But even a 5-foot tree, which is not huge, cost me £67.76. When I asked why there was a difference in price, they said, well, it's like buying fruit. If your tree doesn't have much of a shape, it costs £50. But if it's pleasing to the eye, you pay £67, or as much as £90, for the same height of tree. And of course, they trim trees to look like the classic Christmas tree by leaving short little stumps all the way up its body. Everything has a price, and it kind of takes the joy of it away. As does the new phenomenon that we discussed earlier, that some people put their trees up on December the 1st. So by the time you get to the day, the trees are desiccated and dropping needles. Or, just as bad, the day after Christmas, the pavements outside are already littered with denuded trees. Going back to Christmas itself, there's food on both sides of the channel. But French Christmas tends to be more self-indulgent and lavish, whereas UK is a traditional meal of turkey, sprout and roast potatoes or mash, Christmas pudding, mince pies, etc. Some customs have stayed on their respective sides of the channel, whereas the French prefer foie gras, oysters, escargot, lobster, the finer things of life. The Brits tend to stick to turkey. And even though most kids hate sprouts, they still get served. One uniquely British thing is the Christmas jumper. Suddenly, grown men appear with a large reindeer on their chest, and they don't seem to mind how silly they look. In France, kids put their shoes out for Père Noël, whereas in the UK, it's stockings. Brits watch Christmas movies on Christmas Day. Others play word games and go for bracing walks. The joy is it's up to you what you choose to do. But before the day itself, we still have some jolly events for your enjoyment. On Sunday the 21st, the Chapelle de la Providence in Lectoure, the indefatigable Philippe Candelon with the equally indefatigable Barbara Scaff and friends will be bringing you a lovely concert, Noël Enchanté, a selection of songs from around the world. And that costs €25. But not to be outshone, and to show just how varied our Jersois culture has become, on the same night, in the small but perfectly formed village of Mas d'Auvignon, they're having a blast. Les Mademoiselles will be bringing you music from the 30s, Andrew's sister's style, followed by a repas couscous that's only €15. We'll be bringing you music from the 30s, Andrew's sister's style, curled hair, cinched waists and red lips, followed by a delicious repas couscous. And that's 15. Remember, it's not too late to get to Lectoure's Marché de Noël this week, and there's another one at Pauillac. So you should have everything shipshape by the time Père Noël pays you a visit and leaves you something in your shoe or in your stocking. And as for mistletoe, well, to the French, it's really a sign of good luck for the house you live in. For the Brit, it's a simple invitation to have a snog, as long as you ask nicely. I'll be in Germany next week bringing you news of what's going on there, how they prepare for Christmas.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you then.
www.dfm930.com